Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of this show. You're about to listen to Cam Girl Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was her crazy story of her getting chased down in downtown LA by a homeless man. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time, Cam Girl Part 3.
It's still rolling right now.
Hi, and then we got the homie.
We got my little doggy dog Kershaw in the building.
Kershaw. So what's his story? Let's start with him. What's his story? He's a full Chihuahua.
He's part dog, part my best friend.
He's really chill.
Super chill. It's because he's so old. He's nine.
What's the story behind Kershaw?
Kershaw came from Craigslist. He costed $40.
Oh, hi. You're a good guy, huh?
Yeah, he's the best guy.
Was he always this kind of well-mannered?
Be honest. He was my brother's dog. And he's like a family heirloom. Mm-hmm. He was my brother's dog, then my mom's, and then he got passed to me.
He's so cute. Really?
And he's the best.
So he's used to Koreans.
He speaks Korean.
He does? Does he eat kimchi?
Imagine his poops.
No, but does he eat? Bulgogi.
I think the closest thing is probably like carby, like bones.
So, but does he understand Korean, the language?
Hajima.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
his favorite is kaja.
Kaja. Oh, let's go.
Yeah, he gets so happy.
Kaja.
See, you heard? You saw
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
His ears perked up.
Kaja. Akio.
He's the best.
Yeah. So so you got him off Craigslist, and how long have you had him?
I've had him maybe like 2-3 years now. Mm-hmm. 2-3 years. Mm-hmm.
Was he a potty train? Like, how long did it take you to train him?
Honestly, he's the best dog because I didn't have to do shit.
So he was already trained?
Yeah, my brother did all the work. What is that?
It's
Stop. You were doing that before, I think.
You know what? We're all going to die one day.
Do you so like...
Dude, you don't even want to look at my teeth. Brown,
I don't.
Brown.
But wait, so like...
Brown town.
So do you like do that? And then like, aren't you supposed to like spit? Do you spit in that Coca-Cola?
I don't even spit.
Ew, you swallow? Whoa.
Hold on. We might have to... Dude, we're always kind of starting out hot.
So you definitely swallow.
I let it absorb into my gums. And it just contains in there. I've fallen asleep with this in here. It's bad, huh? It's not good. Like, because I have a girlfriend, but if I didn't have a girlfriend, it would be hard to attract a woman.
What does your girlfriend think about it?
Well, she's used to, like, where she's from, like, all the local dudes.
Where's she from?
On the East Coast. She's from the East Coast.
I thought she was from, like, Texas or something.
No, not Texas. But she's used to all the dudes doing this. Really? You're getting bored of the tobacco talk? We'll switch topics soon, okay? But yeah, so this one.
Can I look at it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think I've ever even touched it in real life.
You could open it up.
I'm trying.
So that, you know, since you brought that up and you called me out, you have to use your fingernails kind of. Oh, here, I'll do it.
I give up.
You go like this.
What? Don't tell me I'm not going to try it. Ew, what the fuck?
You want to try it?
No, fuck no.
Wait, hold up. Watch out.
You know what it looks like?
What? soil.
Or do you want...
No, no, be honest.
I was wondering if you want to move on from the topic. Before we move on, it looks like I make cold brew every day, and like the shit that my coffee beans drain out on, and I throw it in the trash.
This is what it looks like.
This is what it looks like.
But is this if you... Let's say you saw a guy that...
That's a deal breaker.
What do you think it is?
It's a deal breaker for me.
It's a deal breaker? But what if you look like Brad Pitt?
I mean, I'm not really into Brad Pitt. So
who do you think is attractive, like an actor?
I don't have celebrity. Oh, my favorite.
Look into the camera.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
I like nerdy guys.
Okay, if you saw Michael Cera do it, like, you know, he was dressed nice, he smelled nice, but then you saw him at a party near the bar, and then he breaks the he goes like this, and he breaks it out and like, sticks it in his mouth. Well, that would just it's deal breaker.
Yeah, I would honestly rather have them smoke cigarettes.
Really? But that makes your whole body... You smell the smoke and...
I don't know. I've just never been around that. So I have my... that thing.
But you've been around the blunt smoke, right?
Unfortunately. We all have. Unfortunately, yeah. Yes. Unfortunately.
So that's more tolerable than this.
No. I don't know. For some reason, that just grosses... Like, because I just know, like... Because you're supposed to, like, spit it out, and it's like...
Yeah, I don't spit it out, though. So that's even grosser, because I just swallow... It just goes down here. You know what? You know what's crazy is, like, where I get my ad reads from, so shout out to Fanny. She offered me a new company that's an alternative to this.
Oh,
where
sick.
It's like, tea bags or something.
I love that. Please
so,
do that.
So maybe... I mean, I could do that.
Please
and then,
do that.
You know what I mean? And then there's... Right, do you agree? God, he's so... cute.
He's the best. He's
you know
a
what?
Mascot.
Even his facial expressions are like human-like.
He does have facial expressions.
Yeah.
He's a human.
Does he sleep near you? Does he have a doggy bed? How does that work?
He's so cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm in bed like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns his body so that his head is here and his butt is here, and he has to be touching.
Oh.
Like it's like wolf pack shit.
Oh my god.
And so I'll like put down my blanket a little bit and his little butt is right there. Oh, you're so cute.
How does he get along with other dogs though?
He's a human, so he doesn't really like other dogs.
Oh, so he has beef.
Okay. He has beef.
So
he has beef with other dogs.
So he'll bark at him?
Okay, so like I was about to drop location.
No.
A park
no.
near us, which by the way,
we're
neighbors.
Basically neighbors. We're not going to disclose the location. We could say Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood. It's getting kind of grimy around here though, huh? It gets a little dangerous.
I live in an apartment complex. So I just don't leave that complex.
Yeah.
I got attacked.
What do you want to talk about that? You want to
sure,
say that
I
story?
Brought it up.
Okay, so present it. Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay.
Give us some context there.
I have a family friend visiting from Korea, and she was like in the arts district just doing shit, whatever. I picked her up and I was like, okay, I'll take you to dinner in Little Tokyo. And you know how Little Tokyo is pretty much just two blocks?
Oh, yeah. I love it
between
down there.
Second and mm-hmm. Central or whatever, and like two blocks.
But that's near Skid Row, too. People
that's
don't
what I'm saying.
That near Winston and those streets and stuff.
Dude, it's
Shady
so.
Town.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because it's like if you just pass literally that block, it's like, okay.
Isn't that weird how that works? Because it's literally like two blocks over and you're like in a crazy different world.
That's what happened.
Oh, were you parking there? Like.
So what happened was I was trying to go to a fucking sushi spot in Little Tokyo. I spanned the block literally like six times. And so.
Wait, looking for parking?
Yes.
But they have parking structures.
I've never parked at a parking structure in Little Tokyo.
They do exist, though. You got to pay like 10, 15 bones or something. But they're,
now I know that. I
you
will
know, like
do
near
that.
Poketo and near Poketo on the side where this, you know, there's Starbucks and Poketo, and then there's a FedEx.
No idea.
Okay, well, you're doing street parking.
I didn't even know that they had.
Oh, but you now you know.
Now I know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I won't
yeah.
get attacked.
Yeah.
So pretty much, okay, so. It was like a Friday night or some shit. So we had our place in line and we had to wait like an hour for it. And so our spot came up. I was like, you know what? You just go secure our spot. I'll park and I'll come to you.
And you're solo.
And I didn't think anything of it. And maybe that's stupid of me because I.
Do you have any kind of mace or pepper spray? On
now
you?
I do.
Right now you do?
It's in my car.
Okay.
And I have a taser. But listen. I don't know how much this would help in this situation. So, okay, so I dropped her off, and then I parked on Central. And it was like,
What's near there? Was it near the market? The Tokyo Market?
Yes. The Tokyo Market and the open entrance is here. Parked on the back, the back of it.
Literally,
like I could see Tokyo Central.
Okay, okay.
Little Tokyo Plaza. So I didn't even think it. When I was parking, I knew it, it's just like once you pass this one street, it's like it starts getting dark and you're like and you start seeing tents and you're like, okay, maybe I shouldn't park here. But I couldn't find anywhere else to fucking park.
How many tents are around there?
Only like two. So I was like, okay, there's a minimal amount of tents.
Was it kind of near the Starbucks? There's a Starbucks around there, right?
Is the opposite side.
Oh,
I
the
think.
Opposite side of that.
I think.
Like,
gotcha. It's going towards...
It's dark.
It's dark there.
Okay.
It's dark.
Yeah.
And so I park and I'm like, okay, I look around, like everything's fine. And then I'm walking, literally out of nowhere, this long-haired, like, homeless man starts coming at me. He picks up like a metal...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Rod off the street and he starts waving it and I'm like, oh fuck, what is about to happen right now? And then he goes, go, and I'm like, oh my god, starts fucking full speed running towards me.
He said go
like it was like video
he gave
game
a head start.
I didn't know that was a head start. I should have taken the hint, right? I was so frozen in my tracks. I was like, fuck. He starts running, so then I turn around booking it. Like, I'm in my mind, I'm like, if I fall right now or he catches up to me, I will die.
Oh, that's like a movie.
It was so scary.
Was your adrenaline pumping like crazy?
Bro,
or what?
Yes. I've never been like...
How fast did you...
Bro, I was...
You were booking.
I was that one song, like, she's a runner, she's a track star. That one.
Like Son Min from the Korean soccer team.
Exactly.
Boom. Yeah.
I was boom, boom, boom.
Oh, shout out. Can we give a quick shout out to the Korean national
Rigged.
Soccer team?
I'm just kidding.
Well, no, we made the round of 16, so congratulations. Huang. I give a shout out to my homie Huang and Son.
Sonny from
Tottenham Hotspurs, even though I don't like the team you play for. But anyway, yeah. So are you...
I do want to get into that, but...
Are you watching it?
Of course I watched it.
Well, who do you think is going to win, just off top? Who do you think is going to win?
I only watched the Korea game. I don't know. They say Brazil good or something, right?
Yeah, Brazil's good.
I mean, isn't Brazil good like every year?
They got better players.
Exactly.
Let
me cover my... Okay.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Wait, does it cut off like around here? Here.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah.
Okay, so then... Okay, well, where were we?
I'm
running.
Yeah,
I'm
running. And you're in the kind of the market area, right?
But like behind.
Ooh.
There's nothing there.
So you
it's like warehouses. No.
You have to cut through.
No. My car here, I started getting chased right here. I was still on the block.
Oh no.
Thank God. So then I start running. As I'm looking around, I'm screaming. I'm like, fuck, I see cars. Like, can anyone, like, fucking help me?
You're screaming?
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs because, like, this guy's literally chasing me full speed. I'm looking behind. He's coming at me. Then he fucking chucks the metal rod at me, and then it hits my leg. I wish I wasn't wearing tights.
Did it hit you?
Yes. It made contact with my leg. Yeah, I have a huge bruise.
You got a bruise or did it cut you?
Thank God it didn't cut me. I have a bruise.
Oh, man.
But then after that, he ran away.
Dude,
it's crazy out there.
The homeless situation in LA is bonkers, man. It's getting out of control. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it was like a wake up call to like be more careful. Cause usually, like, I mean, I've lived in LA for like almost 10 years. I just park anywhere.
So you're around during the 90s as well. Like, when was it this bad?
No,
I mean it's gotten.
I wasn't here in the 90s.
But after that, I mean, it was the homeless was around the whole time, right?
Since I moved to LA.
Yeah, it's always been around. But what about, it's escalated, don't you think? Like, quadrupled? In the last 10 years or something?
Probably.
Or five?
I mean, Skid Row just keeps getting bigger and bigger, right?
Yeah. How do those fools survive that? Like,
my mom keeps asking me, where do they poop?
Or where do they, you know, it smells... Yeah, where do they poo? Where do they pee? How do they eat? Where do they eat? Where do they sleep?
In their tents?
Well, yeah, that too. But then I don't know. Have you ever seen a Soft White Underbelly? It's like a podcat.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that intrigues me, dude. You know, it's crazy.
General's insane.
Because they'll have, like, gang members or...
The pimps.
Like, yeah, there's pimps on it. There's people on meth on it. And yeah. It's just crazy. But I always wondered, how does he get a pass, right? He's down there. He's probably, like, down there. And then he just
gets familiar with the community. I think what he does is his studio is in... Near Skid Row. So he just either walks or drives around and then he offers people money to hear their story. Do you think that's exploitative? Or do you think that it's like documentary?
Well, it's just, it's not healthy either way because it's almost like he's enabling them without meaning to enable them because it's not like they're trying to get clean or anything. I think they're like, yeah, let me get that $20 or $40 to get drugs or liquor or something, you know.
I don't have a particularly like positive or negative stance on this guy, but to cut him some slack, I know that for people that want help, he does help them.
No, he seems like a good dude. I could tell he seems like a good dude. Go ahead. You want to walk around, buddy? So when you got out of that situation, how did you tell your homie? Like, did you call the cops or?
So after I got in my car, a bunch of people that were driving, they stopped and like came out of their cars. They were like, "Are you okay? We saw what happened." I was like bawling ferociously, and I asked them. I was like, "Is there any point of calling the cops? Like, are they gonna do anything?" Exactly. I was like, and the guy had run away. He was a fucking what is he gonna do?
That's the thing out here. That's another problem. Is like unless he had a gun or he shot or. Something like that.
Is this too, what's the word? Is it too, like, I don't know.
Explicit?
Do you not want to get into the topic? But, like, I was saying, like, if it were the situation that I had a gun.
Think about it.
What?
Go ahead. No. Finish your thought there. But to think it through.
I've thought it through.
Okay, go ahead.
Should I not say it?
No. It's okay. As long as just the cursing. If we don't have to curse.
Oh, you don't want me to curse?
No, if you don't have to curse. But you
fuck.
you can explain your story. Go ahead.
No. I was gonna say like in that situation.
If you had like a .38 caliber.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be self defense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Right. Because someone was trying to argue with me that that's not self defense, and
you're,
I'm like,
you're getting chased down and assaulted.
With a metal rod.
With a weapon. Yeah, no, that's...
And they said I should have just sprayed pepper spray at them. I'm like, bitch, pepper spray versus a metal rod? I'm not even letting that guy get that close to me.
Well, you know, bear spray might be more potent.
I've never heard of that.
It's what you spray bears with.
Oh.
It's like, I think it's pepper spray, but a lot more, like, it has more range.
I'm down for that, because I'm not
trying
to...
Yeah, you
get
a can of bear spray. Yeah, yeah, you don't want
to...
But if you do, just shoot them in the kneecaps, maybe, just to stun them.
Just to stop them,
or
right?
To shoot them in the calf.
I did look it up. Have you heard of Burma guns or something? Burma?
No, what's that?
They're guns that the capsules are like, they spray chemicals. It's like, it has pepper and blah, blah, blah in it, but
and
it's like a bullet.
It's a bullet, and then...
Non-lethal.
Is it like a plastic bullet, or is it like...
I don't know that far.
But there's something, there's stuff attached to the bullet, like there's...
No,
like,
it's in it.
So it's inside the bullet.
So I think it explodes and then like it hurts you.
So is it a metal, like a steel bullet or?
I don't think so because steel would be lethal, right?
Yeah. So it's like a pellet.
Probably.
It's like a pellet,
probably.
Like a BB or something, like a big BB.
I mean, they look like bullets.
Oh wow!
But there's stuff inside, like chemical stuff.
But I'm saying, does it break skin and?
I don't think so. I feel like it's gonna be like a paintball gun where it just
leaves like
a crazy
gun.
Bruise.
Hey, write that down. What's it called again?
Burna.
A Burna gun.
BYRA.
Burna gun.
Or some shit.
Where can you get that? Just at a regular gun store or something?
No, on their website.
On their website. So, yeah. Oh, that's a company. So that could be the sponsor.
Yeah.
Exactly. So go to
burna.com. We need you.
Yeah.
We need to be safe. We live in a crazy time.
I'm gonna. Can I take care of your dog? I think. You want to live here with me, buddy? I'm starting to like you.
You know what? Okay, I want to ask you, since this is my third time here, which you almost forgot.
I thought it was two, but go ahead. You checked me earlier, but go ahead. You called me out on it.
Hold up.
Before we...
I'm not going to say where you live.
I don't. No, you won't, but now a word from our sponsor.
Well, go ahead and tell Cooter to bring his six shooter if he wants that heat. You're goddamn right. The Stevie Weeby Show is sponsored by Manscaped. Well, you're a poor excuse for a razor. What's your goddamn deal, man? You know what? You don't even got skin-safe technology. You're basically a dinosaur, so get the hell away from me, man. This holiday season, make sure to get the Lawnmower 4.0. This electric razor's got skin-safe technology, plus it's waterproof. Goddamn, I love you so much. Make sure to get the weed whacker for your nose and ear hairs. This thing could trim the anal fuzz out of Sasquatch's butt. Get 20% off with free shipping with code Stevie at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code Stevie. Give me a sec. I'm feeling a groove. Manscaped for that perfect gift will be the holidays' biggest hit.
And we're back. Continue that. You said now you know where
now
we
you
live.
Sponsor?
Yeah, I had a sponsor
you.
For the. Don't talk about it like
what?
That. Oh yeah,
because I've seen the progression.
You know what? I've kind of stayed just. You know, I...
No, you do be, you'll be doing this thing.
Yeah, I'm doing it, and I'm having... You know, it is what it is. I have fun doing it.
That's
I just,
amazing.
I don't have a... You know, I have an intern now.
Yay! So,
she's awesome.
She is awesome.
Yeah. But you said, you know where I live. Continue your thought.
And you've done this for so long. I mean, how many years now?
A couple years now. I also do additional one with my buddy, Jeremiah Watkins.
Scissor Bros! Yeah.
Did you want to be a guest on that?
Please.
Would you do a challenge? Because we do challenges.
Okay, I didn't know what kind of challenges.
I mean, we've stuck enemas in our butts. I went thong in a diaper.
A what?
I went thong. I took a shit in a diaper.
Give me some more.
I electrocuted each other. What else?
I don't like pain.
We ate like the hottest sauces, hot sauce.
Why?
We did the hot sauce challenge. I mean, we've done some gnarly things. Gnarly.
I don't really like gnarly things.
But we've done like kind of mellow things too.
Can we do a cute challenge?
Yeah, we've done like drawing challenges
okay,
and stuff
see,
like
that's
that.
More
yeah.
my, that's more my style.
Yeah.
But I'm down. I'm so proud of you. I mean, not that you asked.
You're making it seem like
I'm being patronizing.
I'm
sorry.
Middle schooler like, well, you made it to high school.
No,
you're
you
on
know,
the varsity team.
But you know what I mean? Like just like fellow, you know, creative,
oh, yeah.
whatever, content creator. It's like you keep, you know, doing your thing.
Well,
so
the thing
like,
about this, I just don't quit.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And I'm starting to implement vlogs. Right? People seem to like the vlogs, right, guys? I want to get to your music though.
Okay.
You're kicking
okay.
ass too.
Wait.
No.
I just have a question. I just have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay, because you've done this for so many years, have so many people.
I've had a lot of people on here.
Do people know that you film at your house?
You can say it.
At your house? Because that's the thing is, I want to do a podcast, but I'm like, fuck, I don't want to like rent a studio. But then I'm like, because I'm like a female, I'm like, I don't want. I don't want people to come to my house. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, then you could just have a separate studio space. I just prefer to do it like this. It's like the most convenient for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you don't need a lot. You get a camera and mics and a recorder and boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, you already have a fan base. You know, don't you Twitch though?
I did for a little bit, and then
what happened with that? Because you were on that for a minute.
I was on there for a minute.
But you're doing your.
It's like
DJ.
I got really busy live stuff, obviously after COVID.
Yeah,
and then also the Twitch grind is.
Is it hard?
It's hard. If
what's
you want,
what's the hardest thing about it?
If you want to make it on Twitch,
yeah,
you have to like the biggest creators on Twitch, they fucking stream like 8 hours a day.
Now, do people on Twitch? They don't just video game, right? People cook on it.
Yeah.
People do
whatever you want.
Sleeping streams or
yeah, they do that too.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So how many more people are on Twitch now compared to like 10 years ago or something?
I don't know if Twitch existed 10 years ago, but I will say that the viewership went so skyrocketed over the pandemic and then it kind of like went down
mm-hmm.
and leveled out after quarantine was over.
You did it every week, once a week?
I did it like several times a week.
Several times a week?
It was hard. It was tough. It was a grind.
So what would you do? Like, what kind of setup do you need to do Twitch? Do you need, like, an OBS thing, a camera, a good mic, and
everything you have now.
Everything. Like, even you could do it on a webcam?
Yeah. I actually use that one, the Logitech one.
Okay, then my next question is this. Did you need a moderator? Isn't there a chat involved and people?
Yeah, as you grow your community, you see people that tune in like every week, and it's really easy to find like moderators.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you DJ on that at all?
I that's what my main thing was.
Oh, that's cool though, because that's what you do.
Uh huh.
And so you just got burnt out because you.
Yeah, I got really burnt out because it's tough. It was like it's tough. It's tough. It was tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Now, did you have to engage in like? With the chat, like while you're DJing, and be like, "Oh, hi, hey, what's up, Travis?" And then like, it's like,
"Hey, this song's dedicated to you, Stevie."
And you had to do all that.
Yeah.
How did the donations work with that? Like, can they donate money, and then you have to go? Then you have to read their super chat or something like that.
I don't know if this is a good idea, but I was like, "Fuck, how could I implement this donation thing into DJing?" So I did like.
He's just exploring.
Oh.
He's just exploring.
So then I did donations for song requests.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what kinds of songs did they request? Would it just be EDM stuff or
everything?
Rock songs?
Their song, a friend's song, any and all genres.
And so when did you kind of take that to doing it live and just doing like physical shows, like not on Twitch?
Well, I did.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're doing that. Weren't you just touring? Like you were somewhere, right? I always see you touring or somewhere.
Thank you.
Hey, go ahead. Let him up there. Go ahead.
Go
up there. Let him up there. Go ahead.
I mean, I only did Twitch really over COVID because I couldn't play live.
Oh, so once that was over.
Yeah.
You started.
I got busy more doing live shows.
No, do you have a manager and a booking agent and all that stuff?
I have an agent.
Can we give him a shout out real quick?
Shout out to motherfucking Corey. We love you.
For what company? Like
the Hello Group.
The Hello Group. Shout out to my main man.
THZG.
Shout out to my main man, Corey.
Yep.
And then how do you get your gigs? Do clubs reach out to you? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I think he kind of handles it all. So
he handles it.
I think either it's a combination of him reaching out, them reaching out.
So he wants to go up. Your dog wants to go up. Go ahead, man. You could do it.
Can you help him? Yeah, he's fine. He won't like.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry. Let him get comfy. Let you get comfy.
He has to act like this whole house is
his. Lay on the Dickies jacket. Get comfy, bro. Mi casa, tu casa. There you go. Get comfy, bro.
He's like, it's my house.
There you go. You just chill. You just chill. He's happy up there. So what's your favorite kind of gig to do, like festivals and stuff?
My favorite kind of gig.
Yeah.
My favorite kind of gig is when the audience. Sorry, do you mind?
Oh, look how cute that is. I don't mind at all.
Okay, good.
Let's describe what he's doing.
He's on Steve's pillows.
Dude, this is your house now. He's chilling. So I'm sorry. God, he's just God.
He's the best, right?
He's the best. So wait, we're talking about festivals.
Well, my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like.
And how do you prep for that shit? Don't you need a lot of endurance to?
You do. Because
you get really physical. Yeah.
The best type of shows, honestly. I hope this doesn't sound really corny, but like, it's when there's a reciprocation of energy between the crowd and myself.
So like they got to be giving
they
you.
They got to be giving it to me, and I give it to them right back.
What if there's a gig? Let me give you a hypothetical. What if there's a gig, and you're spinning the hype joints, but then you notice you look out into the crowd, and it's like a library.
You've always had. You have good and bad days.
You need some crowd work. Like, hey, everybody.
Yeah, dude.
Get up.
I talk on the mic. Some people say a little bit too much.
You do? You do?
Yeah.
Do you ever crack jokes or like do crowd work or like talk about a specific person out there?
No,
or?
I don't try to do that. But I played 80. You know 88 Rising?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played.
Yeah, shout out to Dumb. Yeah.
Shout out to 88 Rising.
Year of the Ox. Yeah. Those are homies too, right?
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
I played the 88 Rising Festival, and like, you know, like I look in the crowd, there's a lot of fucking Asians.
Yeah.
So then I don't know.
Do Asians get hyped and stuff?
Bro, was one of my best shows of this year.
Really?
Like the energy, that's what I'm talking about. Like they were giving it to me.
Oh my god.
It was good.
How long was your set?
Bro, it was so long. It was like 2 hours. I was so dead.
Okay, so my next question is...
But wait.
Wait, go ahead.
Wait. Okay, so then I see so many Asians, so I'm like, okay, like, at that point, I was just like, I was, like, saying whatever. So I was like, if you're Chinese, make some goddamn noise, and, like, all the Chinese, and then, like, Filipinos, and, like...
What about the Vietnamese?
Okay, the reason why... I did Filipino first, Japanese, or Korean, or something like that, and then I got to Chinese, and I was like...
What, Pinoys?
I already did that. I did the Pinoys, the Kuyas.
Okay, Koreas.
I did that. But then
what
I got
about Singapore?
I didn't get there yet because I fucked it up with the Chinese. Oh. Because I said, if you're Chinese, make some goddamn noise. And then I said, Nihang Gao Jing Ren Chen Yi.
What's the translation to that?
Apparently, it's like some bullshit. Because
how'd you even know that?
I was learning Chinese because there was a period where I was going there quite often to perform. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I want to learn Chinese. So I was learning a little bit on Duolingo, the app.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember this phrase, Ni Han Gao Jing Ren Chen Yi, because it was the longest.
That sounded crazy.
But apparently I'm saying it completely wrong. I'm saying like a Google translation version of like, hi, how are you?
Oh my
so
god.
So I did, I was on screaming on the mic, Ni Han Gao Jing Ren Chen Yi.
I know, Ni Hao.
Me too. I should have ended it at that.
Oh, right,
because
right.
The crowd went silent.
Oh, you,
and then I was
you
like,
killed the crowd.
I killed it. And I just went like this. And I just put the music back on. I said, my bad.
Oh my god. Now, do people get turned up there? Like, they do drugs?
Oh, they were lit. Oh, were they doing drugs?
I mean,
drugs?
There's drugs involved? Because I'm guessing it's kind of like a rave kind of.
It was ravey.
It was ravey. So, what are they on Molly or?
Probably.
I know they're smoking weed. But do they serve like alcohol at these functions?
Yeah. There was a bar in the back.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything dangerous that happens at those events?
No one attacked me.
Like Asian, like if an Asian one, like a Chinese gang comes in, and then on the other entrance, like a Vietnam, like a different gang comes in, like
but,
Vietnamese
no,
gang.
No, but they're so like ecstasied out. They're like plur.
Oh right. Now is there b-boy? There's dancing involved. Like are there breakers, like b-boys getting down?
No, I mean sometimes they'll do like drum circles. They'll do like dance circles, and one of them, some people will be in. Oh, you know what? Someone did the worm during my set.
That's not, cool.
No b-boys. I
no,
think. Actually,
about,
oh,
but
someone,
there's so many good Asian. There's so many Asian b-boys. Though.
I had a
That's
b-
so crazy.
I had someone b-boy during my set this year. At,
he did like a head spin or something.
At Anime Expo.
Okay, and then you saw him get down. Was he by himself in the corner?
No. They did another circle thingy.
Okay, so how do the circles form?
Bro, I don't know. I'm on stage.
I think, you know, my guess
what?
Is you might be playing a song with more break beats in it. Like, boom,
to go down. And they can just feel it.
Yeah, and then they start doing footwork. Yeah.
It's like that thing, what is it called?
Yeah, like up rock or top rock or whatever. Yeah, and so they start doing that. Do they battle out there? Do you, like, a dance competition?
That would be so sick.
So you would like that?
I'll be honest, no.
But why?
No.
But you just said that would be so sick.
But it would be sick.
Yeah.
But I don't like the dance circles because...
What's
God,
the
this
best?
Sounds, wait, this sounds so what? Narcissistic. Are you what? Ready?
Yeah.
Because they're not focusing on me.
Because they're not focused on you.
No.
So the best possible show is them just like
okay,
like looking at you, like just looking at you.
Okay. This sounds narcissistic, but it's because I don't know if they're feeling it as much if they're like in a circle.
Huh. Really?
Okay, imagine you're doing a fucking...
Like a DJ, and you're the only one up there.
No, imagine you're doing a stand-up set, and all of a sudden... Okay, no, that doesn't work.
I don't really do stand-up a lot. I've done it before.
They do. They start dance battling.
Oh, during a stand-up set? Oh, actually, is that,
okay,
fair? Is that a fair analogy?
No, let me try to think. They start, like, doing rock, paper, scissors tournament or something.
Yeah, it's pretty inappropriate.
You know, it's
inappropriate.
Like, it's like, okay, like,
yeah.
I mean,
but they're supposed to dance, right? What are they supposed to do then?
Okay. No, I get no.
How are they supposed to dance? Is what I'm asking you. Are they supposed to like? Do they have like rave fluorescent sticks and? Are they like you know like?
Sometimes there's people that do that thing.
Oh, they still do the stuff.
Honestly, I see it less and less now.
But this is they used to do that at raves.
I know they used to go crazy. I used to do them. The gloves.
So what do you call it?
Light show.
They do all this crazy wavy stuff.
You're
kind
of good at it.
Well, I used to go to raves. I used to go. Yeah,
I would take you to a rave. You should do a vlog. Stevie goes to a rave.
I don't do drugs anymore.
Who says I don't do drugs?
I thought you're supposed to. If you go, you're supposed to be on drugs, right?
You don't have to.
So there's people that go sober.
Me.
Really?
I don't really do drugs.
All right, there you go. So you could go and not do drugs, everyone, and still go to raves.
Yeah, of course.
I'll just go into the drum and bass room.
I love drum and bass. I'm making some drum and bass. You should listen to it.
Do you make drum and bass?
I have a drum and bass inspired kind of songs. Like the
really?
the drum pattern is drum and bass.
So you how do you make that stuff? I'm just curious because I haven't had a homie shout out to. Oh, Ableton, again Ableton. Everyone's saying that you could do everything on Ableton then, right?
What do you make music on? You're old school. You're old head. You know I still have
take
your,
it easy.
I still have your vinyl.
Oh,
the
you
one
do.
You gave me.
Okay, but is this old? What makes this old? What makes this
Bro,
old
look
school?
At, look
you
at
looked
it.
At it.
Look at it. The colors. This is. Well, this used to be
Dude,
white.
I
now
can't
it's like
believe...
yellow. Look, it used to be white, right?
Yeah. Oh, the buttons.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It just
God.
Looks old. It looks vintage.
Oh my. God.
That's cool. That's sick.
Do you know that? Rest in peace, MF Doom.
You used to make music on that.
Madlib, MF Doom, a lot That's of sick. Producers. You can't even find one of these things now. You have to go to Japan.
What is it?
SP-303. Oh. It's just a sampler.
Cool.
So they don't implement this in the DJing world? The stuff
There's
like this?
There's some people that use samplers.
The
like,
MIDI, the MPC,
like
the MIDI.
You know A-Rap music?
I'm so out of the loop. I'm still stuck in 1995.
Sorry,
I'm a dinosaur.
You're so funny.
I am just so... I'm stuck in a time
A-Rap
capsule.
A-Rap music, he doesn't do it anymore.
I don't even know who that is. It sounds like a guru. Is he a guru?
No, he's a producer. He used to. Like,
you know when they do the live things with the buttons.
Yeah, but now Fred again. You need to get on Fred again.
I don't even know what that is. It's like you're talking a different language. What is that? Is that a music program or a person? What are you talking about?
It's a music program person. No, I'm just kidding. It's a musical artist.
And he does it live, right?
He does it on stage. Yeah.
So, for those people listening and watching. He has sounds on each individual button mm-hmm. that he triggers live.
Yeah, shout out to Sean Wasabi. He does that
And
too.
So there's a whole movement in L.A. that just people that just do that, right?
Really?
Dude, my homies brought me to a place like late night near Melrose, and it was kind of like a rave, but each room had one of those guys who had...
Dude, you should have been there.
No, well, I didn't have enough memory on here. No, they had like 24 buttons with like different colored things on it. And they're like, it was almost like they were like on speed. They're like, you know, Dude. They're like, yeah, it's like, I don't know how they're doing that.
It's crazy.
So do they
you start breakdancing? You're like,
I don't even know how to break that well. No, I should have. I mean, I did a little up rock, but yeah. I don't want to be the only one dancing in the room. I don't want to look like a spaz, you know?
Then you make the dance better. Yeah.
No.
You just pick someone.
No, I could admire from a distance, and I could enjoy it on the inside. I could just, you know. So, man, all that stuff. So Ableton, can you describe, like, because I don't have Ableton, but describe what that is.
It's a DAW. What does DAW stand for again? Digital Audio.
Workstation.
See, you already know. You've opened Lavelli's GarageBand, right?
Yeah, I still. Dude, don't make fun of me.
No, I use GarageBand still too.
I only use the old GarageBand. I haven't even updated it. Yeah, don't even open my computer, dude.
I won't touch it.
There's dinosaurs in there.
I touch it. It's like.
Dude, there's dust inside the computer. Yeah, so I'm way out of touch as far as...
Yeah.
So you know what I got recently? You'll be proud of me. I finally got an audio interface.
A what?
An audio interface.
Oh, sick.
So I finally got one. It's over there. I got it for $99.
Oh, the Scarlett?
No, it's the cheapest one you could get at Sam.
I think mine is cheap too. Mine's like $100.
Really? Can I grab it real quick?
Scarlet Solo. Are you still making music?
Yeah, I'm starting to right now.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, so I got this, and I didn't know that I had that. See that red thing to your right? That red thing. That no, on the against the wall. Okay. Yeah, I got that for $40 at Guitar Center,
uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, no wonder why. All my stuff sounds so bad.
It sounds way better with this?
Yes.
Sick.
This thing, I was surprised when I hooked it up. So this thing is an interface from this, a keyboard, a mic, anything from this to this into your laptop. It's the conduit, you know, to make it sound good and clear, right?
Yeah.
And I was just using that red thing. And it was like, dude, it was like, get that at Toys R Us, whatever. It was like a toy.
It does look like a toy.
Yeah, I got it for like $39.99. He was like, oh, this is the cheapest thing we got. We got one in the back. So this thing, I went to Sam Ash, and I'm like, oh, it sounds way more more powerful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you had something like this?
Yeah, I use the Scarlet Solo.
Okay.
It's like the most entry-level one. I had never even heard of this company. It's kind of cool, though.
Of course you ever heard of it, because it's the cheapest one you can get.
I think mine is like around
this is a pre-Sonus.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
exactly. I got scared because I was reading the manual, because I didn't even read the instructions. I just hooked it all up, and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, it said you needed to use this music program. I'm like, oh, that's why it was so cheap, because they didn't. I have to get the music program attached to this, but it worked regardless.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sick.
So you don't need the music program for this thing. So let's go back to your gear. This is
okay,
so.
Okay.
Do you have how many like turntables and like mix? Like what kind of mixer are you using?
I use a pretty standard setup. I use a Pioneer. Do people want to hear about this?
Yeah, there's music nerds.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Music nerds.
Yeah.
I'm one too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A Pioneer CDJ 2000 Nexus.
Yeah.
Is what I have at my house.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had the Nexus 2, but those are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got a new mixer.
How much are mixers going for nowadays?
They're so expensive.
How much?
I got a brand new one because I'm an idiot. Like $2,500 or some shit.
Damn.
Yeah. But I got my first setup, my first original setup, I got it all, the mixers and two CDJs used for $2,000.
Damn.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah. Because
the whole thing, brand new, is like $8,000.
Have you ever, like, what's the worst thing that could happen during your set?
So many things.
No, give me some examples. Like, you're up there.
My computer failing.
That's happened to you?
No, fuck no. Let's stop. I've seen.
So
like,
that's the worst thing that could happen with a packed house, and you're like, "All right, everybody,"
yeah.
And then, and then it just dies.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you just start?
I'll start crying. I don't
know. Oh my! But don't you have a backup computer? Like, hey,
no.
Then what do you do? Okay, that's my time. You have to walk off stage. You have to save face.
I would be like, hey, guys, I'm really sorry, but I'm having some technical difficulties. The next DJ is gonna go on now.
No, stay.
I have no way to play my music. What am I going to do? Play it on my phone?
Then you just say...
Sing?
Oh, God. But that has that happened to any of your friends, other DJ friends, where their system shuts down?
No, because I feel like that's what soundcheck is for.
What soundtrack?
Soundcheck.
Oh, soundcheck.
Okay, what soundtrack?
Okay. Soundcheck. Okay,
yeah,
so they make sure everything's cool, right?
Yeah.
So tell me another example of, other than that, something going wrong.
Some funny instances, and there's a lot of videos of this online, is like if you have like people standing near you and they all of a sudden like press stop on the CDJ. I've done that too. I've like been like turning up, and then like my arm hits the like CDJ.
Oh,
or something,
and then it just turns off.
And it just stops, or the song starts over. But usually it's like, whatever, I don't care. I'm like, oh, my bad.
And then you just go
I'll
along
be like,
with
let
it.
Let me run it back. Let's go.
Oh, so you're seasoned enough where you know, as far as crowd work, you know what to do in those situations.
I think yes. And you know what? The Twitch thing actually helped because.
How? But that's not a live thing.
Because of this, of always talking.
Always talking. Are there some other DJs in the game
that don't talk?
That don't talk.
What? So many. That used
like,
to
no,
be
like
me.
Female DJs.
Female DJs?
Like female DJs, male DJs, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, 100%.
Where they're just looking down and...
That used to be me. That's a lot of DJs, how they start. and or still do it. The people are like shy and shit.
But don't
like,
you need to engage nowadays? Dude, you have I mean, we're to. In a world where people need constant like interaction.
You really need to. And it's now it's to a point apparently with me. The last show I played, I got so much hate being like, I've never in my life have I ever seen a DJ that talks so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch.
Would you ever
calm
let me
down.
Would you ever let me do this? I mean, just
what,
as a
MC?
Prank. No, not even MC. No. I'll get the same hair wig. No, just hear me out. I'll get the same hairstyle. You could put makeup on me, and then I'll come. And then you're on a mic, like lowered, and then you and I'm lip syncing you talking. I'll go like, and then you go, you guys ready? And I'll pretend I'm you, and I could do your set.
But how are you gonna DJ? Oh, we're gonna pre-mix everything.
I don't know how to. I'm just coming up
press
with this
play.
Stuff. Yeah, I just press play, and then would that work?
No. I'm down to try, you know, but if that will work, I'm not too sure.
So would a promoter, like if we pulled a stunt like that, would a promoter be like, you're done?
I'll be honest. I have a friend that, I'm not going to say names, but they're actually banned from Insomniac shows because they...
Aren't they a big production? Like
they're the people that do EDC and
oh
everything.
Oh my God. How? Why did they get banned?
Because they did something like that. They did like a weird prank where like, for their set, like, they had all these other DJs just DJ for him. All
right, so we'll edit that out.
It's Omniac. Don't watch this part.
Okay, so a couple more questions. Dude, the hour already flew by, but...
No,
we're not stopping already because I have a
Why
couple
do
more
you
questions.
Want me to leave?
No. We could go longer.
No, touch fingers.
Where do you want to gig where you haven't gigged before? Have you gone to Japan?
Yeah.
You've been to Tokyo?
I love Tokyo.
So what
I played
that?
At fucking EDC in Tokyo.
What?
What?
What was that like?
Sick.
But what?
But like,
but they're not dancing out there.
They're not dancing.
Are they
a
like?
Lot
are they reading books?
A
or?
Lot of Asia, they're like this.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Like, they don't really turn up. So it's very interesting.
So how do you deal with that? Then why do you like doing gigs out there?
Because it's just sick.
It's sick in Tokyo?
Just because it's Tokyo.
Yeah, like, but what makes Tokyo sick? I've never been there.
Oh, you would love it. Go now.
No, but what makes it sick?
Bro, it's like the whole city is like, you're in like a playland. I don't know. It's like you're in Candyland. Like, it's like you're in like an amusement park.
Is the food good? Or
the food's amazing.
Friendly?
The people are cool. This you gotta go. It's like,
you know what I look up on YouTube, and don't make fun of me.
Whoa.
I look up cheap studio apartment like tours in Tokyo.
Oh, I love that.
Where it's like, dude, they can live in small ass spaces, smaller than this, where it's three different levels, but like really narrow, and they climb up a ladder, and then they have like a loft, and then but they have like a like what do you call the thing that squirts up your ass? The bodega. The bodega. I was going to say bodega.
The bodega.
The bodega, yeah. But they have a really small bathroom where it's like barely, you know, I'm like, and they pay like, what, $200 a month?
It's,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I can live there. So if I'm gone and I stop Steve Wiebe's show, and
then
I might be out there living there.
Then I'll
in Osaka.
Take over this and wear your wig.
I wouldn't be mad at that. You want to take over the lease here? It's cheap as hell here.
No, I'm going to be you. And I'm going to do the Stevie Weeby show.
Do you like living around this area?
Yeah.
You do?
It's cool. I like it.
How'd you find your spot on Zillow?
I think so. I found it on Zillow. I live in a pretty big apartment complex. And so I think I just saw. I don't know where it is,
but I could probably guess it in like
probably,
three guesses.
But don't.
I'm not. But I probably could.
But I drove. I think I saw it driving or something. And there's like now leasing. You know what I mean?
Oh, you didn't see it on Zillow?
I think I might have.
Yeah. But have you gone to Korea?
Yeah.
So you've gigged in Korea too?
Mm-hmm.
Philippines?
No, I want to go.
So not Southeast Asian countries?
I've done Thailand. Not Vietnam.
Do they get turned up there too?
Thailand turns up because that's a party Like people go to party there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They party up there. They party. What about the UK?
I used to live out there.
Germany?
I've never played in Germany.
Belgium?
I've never played in Europe. Only London.
Only London.
Yeah.
But I want to play Europe. Barcelona?
I would love to.
Aren't they big with on music there though in Barcelona?
And, they should fuck with me, right?
I mean,
they're fucking
up. Who's your manager again? Can I call him out? Corey, man, make it happen, dude. Belgium, France, Germany, Netherlands, exactly. Right? Ireland?
I'm down.
You're down.
I'm down.
Okay, so what do you got in store for the near future? When's your next gigs coming up, and how can people check you out?
Wait, when is this coming out?
Next week.
Oh, wait. Oh, it'll be already past Sunday, right?
Yeah, next Wednesday. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so that one's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. But I'm playing if you live in LA, I'm playing at Terracotta. It's a premier Korean nightclub. You should come.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
It's
on Wilshire.
It's on Wilshire. Okay, yeah. So what's the layout like?
You walk in and there's you walk in, there's a bar on this side.
Yeah. And are you DJing?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, dude, what if I dance the whole time?
Love that. You should.
I dance the whole time and I do the same I do the same dance move the whole time.
That'd be trippy. But you can. Or you could come be behind me.
But has it? Oh, and I could be your hype man.
Yeah.
So, dude, they wouldn't kick me out of the club?
No, I'd be like, this is my guy.
Okay, so what would I be allowed to do? Let's play this out.
You could definitely do that.
I could just, can I go like this the whole time? Like,
yeah, I think.
Just like, come on. Do this.
There are people that already do that the whole night.
The whole time, this.
Yeah.
With their hands up in the air like this the whole time, waving back and forth. Like this the whole time.
Fuck, I haven't really watched one person the whole time.
I know, but
maybe.
Do they do this?
Yeah, people still fist bump. I kind of still do it too.
Like this?
I do it.
What about this?
I do it sometimes when I. Why do you have to do that face? Why do you have to do that face?
Because I'm rocking and rolling, dude.
The only time I do this
is
when I play like emo music.
What if I do the Running Man the whole time? What if I do the Running Man?
I don't think anyone would stop you. As long as you don't, the thing is, as long as you don't, hurt anyone
I'm not a violent guy, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm there to have a good time.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so, but I don't drink. It's okay. I drink Red Bull. I could drink a bottle of water. I just drink Red Bull.
I don't really drink either.
How much are the tickets?
I got you.
So how many people are going to be there if I, hypothetically?
Oh, wait. Also, we didn't say when it was.
Okay, what is
it? It's fucking December 24th.
Oh, I'm going to be in Arizona. I'll be there in heart and spirit.
Yeah, you're going to be doing the Running Man
in Arizona, in Gilbert.
Yeah, I'm I didn't know people turn up, Christmas Eve.
Oh, it's going to be Christmas
Eve. It's Christmas Eve.
What are you guys thinking? No one's going to... It's Christmas Eve.
They're
going
to be out
with their families, man.
I don't know. Maybe some degenerates just want to turn the fuck up.
Damn, dude. Now, how grateful are you that you could do your thing, you're living your dream right now?
You're so grateful.
You're getting paid doing what you like to do.
I know.
I don't think a lot of people could say that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm very grateful. Because it wasn't always like this, you know?
I know. I'm sure there's trials. You had a grind, right?
Yeah. So when I think about the times where I wanted to be here.
You're in some warehouse at 4 a.m. and you have the last spot in some rave and you're like, okay, there's 15 people. You've done all that.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
But you've gone through those stages, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So to those aspiring DJs out there that want to do what you do, what give them some pointers.
Damn. Really grind, honestly.
Be more detailed.
Okay, my biggest piece of advice is when you're first starting out, say yes to every single gig, no matter how.
Even the 4 a.m. downtown LA.
100%, because that's all builds experience and you.
And you network?
Sure. I don't know if you want to network with people that are doing ketamine at 4 a.m., but okay. I mean, it's more for your experience, because you want to get to a place where you're DJing in front of actual live fucking bodies people.
Yeah.
And so, I used to DJ for free for fucking $25, for $50,
people do ketamine at raves?
Dude, where have you been? Where have you been?
I've been inside here.
Exactly.
I don't leave.
People do a lot of ketamine. It's
but
disgusting.
Doesn't that? I've done it once. I sniffed it once.
I hate it.
And I couldn't
move.
I couldn't move my legs.
I hated it.
And I'm like, dude. And I'm like, I told my friend, my homie Kendall, I'm like, dude, you have to take me to the emergency room. He's like, nah, what's
like,
up?
No, you're good.
No, you're good. I'm like, I can't move my legs. So people could do that and go to these dance functions?
Yeah, it's very popular right now.
Ketamine?
It's disgusting.
But how do they, because it's a horse tranquilizer, isn't it?
Like, yep.
So it numbs out your legs and I just don't understand how.
Me neither.
But that's what they do. They're at these rave or.
At 4 a.m. dancing, doing the worm.
Wow. So let's plug December 24th.
December 24th, Terracotta. And then I have a bunch of shows next year. Just stay tuned on my Instagram.
Okay, can you plug your...
My Instagram is at camgirl, C-A-M-G-I-R-L. You can find me on Twitter, camgirlx.
What about any merch that you wanted to plug or sell?
I'm taking a break on the merch. But speaking of merch...
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
I have a present for you. Oh, this is so good. I'm so glad that I brought these, honestly.
That's a cool shirt. Is that some anime? Like, what... That's cool as hell.
It's me.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm just kidding. It's not okay. Me. It's not me. But look, you have so many stickers.
Yeah,
you have to add
don't,
me. Add
I,
me.
For sure.
See?
Oh, the homie.
Now he lives here.
Can I kick it with him?
He's going to kick it with you here all the time.
No. I want... Dude, look at that dog's chilling on my stuff.
I know. He's the best.
He likes it here.
He does like it here. He liked it here last time, too.
He's chilling. Where do you want me to put this? Like right in the middle?
I don't know. Like somewhere where you won't forget about me. And then the next time I come, you're going to be like, Cam Girl Part 2.
Oh, no. It'll be Part 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that'll go up there.
Yay.
Okay, so website, you already said?
Just follow me on Instagram at
Cam
Girl. Oh, follow me on TikTok at CAMGURB. Cam Gerb. Are you on TikTok? Gotta be. Just post the reels that you do on TikTok.
Man, I'm so old fashioned. I need to get with the program.
You're already doing reels. Ooh, you might as well just post those on TikTok.
I just TikTok just seems so foreign. I mean, you were telling me to do that like 7 months ago.
Yeah, he's already making the content.
Yeah, I know I'm making the content. All right, so thanks again for another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show, Camp Girl Part 3. Okay. Make sure if you want to support the content, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I also do another podcast with my buddy Jeremiah Watkins called Scissor Bros. Those episodes drop every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to youtube.com/Scissor Bros. I love that dog. What else? We have a new hot sauce, too.
Whoa.
I'll plug it in the description. We got a Scissor Bros hot sauce. It's delicious. You'll love it. It's hot, you know, and it's delicious. It goes good on chicken pot pies, pizzas, burritos, eggs, whatever you want to do. Put it on there. Website's kind of down right now.
That's my shit right now.
The merch was like, you know what was getting to me? Like one order that goes wrong and then it's like out of
everything.
The country and then you're like trying to, I'm like, well, I'll try to, you know, because I was going through, oh man, it was a Squarespace, and then I was going through Printful, and then I'm like, well, I don't know. they said they shipped it to you in Norway. I don't know what village you're in, man. You know,
you have to personally deliver it.
Yeah, and it's like it was just stressing me out. Was that what you went through that too?
Yeah, I personally delivered to Norway. But yeah, I had to stop the Shopify for a little bit.
Cause I don't think people are checking for what are they checking at websites like that? I mean, can't you just to go to Linktree and just sell it on your Instagram? I don't know. I didn't have that much merch anyway.
I feel you.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So, yeah, website's down. Oh, if you want to send any packages or mail or anything, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Dude, it was an honor having you.
Can I have a final last word?
Yeah.
Shout out to all the Stevie Weeby fans I see in real life that come up to me and tell me.
Do they really?
I swear to God.
You're not just saying that?
Not just saying that. I'll get like a random person come up to me like every few months being like, I saw you on the Stevie Weeby Show. And I'll be like, oh my God, thank you so much. So shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for all your love and support. And shout out to motherfucking
Steve. That made me feel good, dude.
I don't lie.
Cry right now.
We're going to cry together.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.